Hey, Hicken here. Thanks for checking out the 1010XL On Demand. It's brought to you by Kuhn Flowers. Locations on Beach Boulevard and in Ponte Vedra. Kuhn Flowers wants to be your florist.
This is The Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
First day of mandatory OTAs.
Yep.
And I'm not real sure that there's a whole lot you can talk about on the field, but boy, oh boy, it's good to have Jalen back.
Yep.
Thank you, Jalen.
Jalen just, it's always good to have Jalen, man.
He's,
what will we do without Jalen?
Well, a couple of Jalen thoughts. We were standing there watching today, and I told you, like, Jalen's really attentive to details. Like, you just assume that the guy's naturally gifted and, but they're doing field goal block. I look over there, and there's no officials.
That?
Yeah. There's no officials. And they're cycling through, taking reps. Jalen's going so far that he's checking the, like, where the official would be to make sure he's good where he's lined up. And then he's taking the right angle, the right corner. It's like he's insanely technical. On something like field goal block.
Yeah, he took paid really good attention to detail.
It's
just crazy. But that's what the people, like, guys don't understand. People just think you're just naturally gifted, and it just, and, like, you just wake up. There are people who just roll out of bed and just do this. But most people, they've been doing things a certain way their entire life, and there are reasons why they're good. Like, Jordan didn't just roll out of bed and just shoot jumpers. Jordan practiced his ass off. Jordan did a lot of
Lowry.
Well, yeah. No, this, anyway, dude, that's a sore spot right now, man. Because those light skinned devils won, and I'm aggravated.
We'll get to that.
The
later.
Golden Graham boys, as my boy Juice calls them. But anyways, what were we talking about? Is Jalen guy?
Yeah.
All right, Jalen.
Some dude named Jalen.
Some dude named Jalen. But Jalen, again, Jalen, for all the stuff that people give him, Jalen has earned. Has earned everything, and he works really, really hard. He's actually, when he talked about not being a leader vocally and being a leader by action, and this is my first time really seeing a practice. I'm sure this isn't the first time he did stuff like that. I actually would want a young corner to watch him. And follow his lead.
So I think what he did today, and I'm sure most of you have heard the sound. Another thing about Jalen is he's very calculated. We know people kind of in his camp.
Mm-hmm.
And since he's been in the league, he's been very calculated.
So our defense, before we knew people in his camp,
yep.
We peeped that year two when he went from I went to Florida State, didn't know what this guy sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I heard what he sounded like, I'm like, whoa, I did not expect him to sound like that.
Mm-hmm.
It threw me off. Then he didn't really talk. Then the next year they blew up and now he's got all kinds of local endorsement deals. And all kind and a whole bunch of other things. I'm like, oh, okay. So you ain't give us nothing, then you gave us stuff.
He proved it first.
Yeah.
So yep. I mean, he smart. Proved it, built a brand. But I think what he did today was very calculated. He was his first day back. I was a little surprised that they were throwing him on the podium, like right first day.
Well,
but they did.
Yeah, I know.
But I was surprised that that was who they chose. I think it was all really, really calculated in this sense. If you think about what he said, really without anybody asking, was, I'm not getting a contract. We've been told that. I'm not getting overly into it, but I'm just not getting one. I'm not getting paid, and that's okay. Whatever it is, it is. I'm still going to come out here and ball.
Yeah, but what was crazy about it is nobody asked that.
That's what I'm saying.
He's
I'm
not getting a contract, but don't ask me about it.
Why it's calculated, though.
Now I want to ask you about what the hell is going on.
Nobody thought he was getting one, right?
Was you supposed to get a contract? Like, now people are like questioning the Jags' steps. Are they going to franchise? Are they going to tag him 2 years in a row? So maybe it's smart because you're falling under that Yannick wave right now. And now people are afraid that they're going to lose you. Just like I believe. You know,
ain't nobody afraid they're gonna.
I doubt he'd be mad. I think he dropped. He's the one. His camp is the one that dropped the trade rumors.
I wouldn't surprise me.
Like he ain't get paid.
Listen, they ain't letting him go anywhere. They're not.
As long as old man is here,
They're not letting him go.
I don't know, man. Old man is a weird bird, man.
He ain't going anywhere, man. He'll be here at least through a second contract. But so he drops that and then talks about his Adidas thing.
Yep.
Right?
And then doesn't talk about it.
What do you mean?
He talks about it, but doesn't, like, go into...
Well, he's not going to tell you how much they're paying.
I'm not talking about that, but, like if it's a campaign, if I'm just... He made it sound like he just signed a shoe deal with Adidas, like a regular deal. Like, yeah. We know it's not... We know he's not, like... I had Reebok. He's not like mine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Reebok wasn't doing no big game.
He's not just
doing
a
big game campaign.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's not just getting a $3,000 a month stipend to go buy Yeezys. Mm-hmm. He's going to probably have a signature shoe or some kind of apparel. Like, I want to know what was the real reasons he left Jordan besides finances. Obviously, I could take my guesses that Jordan hasn't put anything into the football side of it.
Yeah, that was awful.
But Adidas is really making a big time push with the youth markets, and plus Bathing Apes is just better. Like, I just want some Bathing Ape gear.
The Jordan, man, that experiment horribly wrong. Not with Jalen. You start thinking about, you know, Florida, Michigan, and whoever else, Oklahoma. Like, they go out, they get all these Jordan, and then they don't do anything with it.
Matter of fact, it's not all Jordan. Like, did you realize Jordan only goes up to a certain size?
I don't know.
So there's people on Florida's basketball team that don't have on Jordans because they don't make big enough shoes for them. They have to wear regular Nikes.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Well, keeping this about Jalen, he announces, you know, that, which we all knew. He basically took the time to just essentially say, look, this is what I want to say before you guys start asking me questions. He talked about the leadership. Now, that was a question. That came from the question of, somebody asked the question of, do you feel better about going into the year with experience in the secondary? And he questioned whoever asked him, was like, what do you mean experience? Yeah, we got two new safeties.
Yeah, for net.
I didn't see who it was that asked it. And that's when he kind of went into, like, look, this is day one, and we don't know who the leader's going to be. And he goes, it ain't going to be me, though. I'm not the rah-rah, break it down type of guy. That's just not who I am.
They should do the Charles Barkley.
I have no idea.
You don't remember the Charles Barkley? I'm not a role model?
Oh.
That made me like Charles Barkley when he was playing.
Well, there's a difference in being a decent human being.
No, I'm just saying not that part, but just say I'm not a leader. Like, but just take the whole I'm not a role model approach and just go, I'm not a leader, which he is. Nobody, like, leaders in football, these are grown-ass men. Nobody's looking to follow. Nobody's doing this. If you're good, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be the leader. Or you can fight. But they're not really fighting like
that
depends, in the NFL.
But it depends, too, on, like, position. I think Calais is a leader. Calais speaks, people listen.
That's because he's massive.
I think. Nah,
it has nothing to do with him being a leader. Bro, you said it yourself.
He's a good leader.
When you look at Calais on the field, everybody looks small.
But he is.
Calais can't come within.
He comes there.
6 feet of me without me being on alert.
Yeah, but when he shows up, he shows up. Like, he's helping younger guys out. Like, he's not taking the Flacco approach of, I ain't helping this dude. It seems like, and even Jalen made mention of this, seems like Foles has kind of taken that role. And in an offense that I'm not real sure had that role, had any type
not
of leader.
On offense. Nope.
Like, you're right. It's not leader like we all think of, you know, what ESPN wants us to believe, of Drew Brees leading a chant pregame. It's what happens in middle, late July.
Like, that's what I heard when Jalen said, Jalen's like, listen, man, if you want me to be 1, 2, 3, break on me, that's not me. Like, that's somebody else. Let somebody else be there. I get paid to intercept and bat down passes to take away a side of the field.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to do.
But all in all, I mean, it was short. It was, what do you think? It was 10 minutes?
If that.
Yeah. Lot said, I thought, you know, for the most part, he certainly didn't make any, you know, guarantees or anything like that. Nothing like what he did last year with GQ. But he had, and this is what I came away with of today's practice with Jalen. And I kind of already knew this, but there's a reason he said all that. He had a plan. Like, he had a plan, and he was going to be the alpha in the whole situation, and he was going to tell you what you needed to hear before he took questions.
I think that's the biggest thing. Yeah, what you said, just to jump on that, like, stop questioning what I do with my personal time. Mm-hmm. It's voluntary practices. I have what I do, what works for me, because he said that numerous times. Do what works for you. This works for me. I ain't getting injured. Mm-hmm. But like what I said before about why you don't really see veterans train with essence with strength and conditioning coaches. They don't really make gains. The strength and conditioning coach's job is to keep it vanilla. So he goes with his dad, who's a hell of a trainer. He has his team. He has his sanctity or safety net or whatever. And he's got a ton of time to be committed to the team. And he doesn't knock anybody else for doing what they need to do.
Right. Yep.
He does it. This just happens to work for him, and he's not going to change that. So,
and I think it was Martino that asked that question, wasn't it? It was, and the way I thought the way the question was asked was good. It was like, are you surprised this many people show up for voluntary OTAs? And I thought Jalen's answer was good. I'm paraphrasing, but it was no. Like, everybody does what's best for them. And he went into this whole, I know my body, and I know the people around me know my body, and so I'm comfortable with them. But to your point, he didn't knock anybody.
Yeah, but to me,
up.
It's like, just shut up about me going about who's here and who's not here. This is the reason why I do it, so it lends perspective.
Did anybody really question Jalen, though? Like,
no, it wasn't Jalen.
You know,
but then it's been like Yannick, like, but then Yannick's is a contract deal, and Yannick said some stuff. But like,
I think everybody's with
really,
Yannick now.
Yeah, Yannick's going to be in great shape. He's at Bomberito. Bomberito's, I'll tell you, people, if you don't know what Bomberito is, it's one of the best in the game. Like, he's better than what we got here. I promise you that. It's a reason why nobody comes to Jacksonville to do performance training for the combine. Bomberito has about 100 different pro athletes that are down there with him training. He's probably working on get-offs, working against offensive linemen, doing the pop-up dummies and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. I get the sense that even the media is completely with Yannick on this. Like, even everybody out there today. You got that look like somebody texted something crazy. I don't have the text on.
I was just trying to read. Are we split signal today?
I don't know. JJ? Are we on AM and FM?
Right now, yeah.
Just the text line. Just a random. Like, we're definitely not talking about Pebble Beach right now. But it was just confused.
Maybe that was something else.
Speaking of that, I know people are wondering, this voice that you heard, we have a new producer today.
Well, he's big time. Everybody knows who
he is. We have JJ.
JJ's like hating himself right now. He's like, what did I do to get sent back down here?
Let me tell you what I realized. Because JJ does not sound hot today. I think JJ had to blaze up to work for us.
Mm.
That was the only reason JJ had to hop. Like,
no, you would be shocked to learn that every listener from the 6 to 10 a.m. hour believes that I am also on drugs, so... It's not just y'all.
You're getting high at 6 in the morning?
What kind of,
apparently.
Man. What kind of weed? You got that good weed. What kind of weed makes you wake up?
Did you do their show this morning?
I didn't. No, this was my first day. Beef, after his 4-month vacation,
yes,
finally came back to work today. So I worked it on Monday, but no.
He knew all the buttons to push?
I think. I don't know. I didn't listen. I woke up today, like without my alarm, I woke up still at like 6. And... I, like, didn't know what to do. I didn't have anything to do. I did a bunch of stuff, and I looked, and I was, like, still 10. I'm like, what the hell? This sucks. So now I'm trying to get back. My body has to get back on this clock.
He woke up at 6 and lit one up.
No.
I mean, that's the life.
Next thing he knew, it was 10.
Shoot. Like, damn.
I woke up at 6 that trying to go good. Back to sleep because I know I got to be up for 14 hours.
Well, it's good to have you back for the next
it's
4 days.
It's good to be back. Yeah, so y'all are taking over for... Rick next
Lou
week.
Lou goes on more vacations than anybody that we know.
Yeah.
Besides Beef.
Besides you.
Besides Beef. Besides,
yeah, well, Beef had a reason, man.
Yeah, that wasn't really a vacation.
Did
he? He had a kid.
His wife had a kid.
Paternity.
Right.
He's a better man than most of us, like me.
I'm, of course.
I'm trying to get a...
Anyone's better than me.
I'm trying to get a pot of there.
Hack was back in 3 days.
Like, Hack was on that couch.
Hack's wife made him come back.
Hack was on that couch in the back sleep.
Why does 548 even listen to our show? I mean, seriously, why does he even listen? I've ignored him largely for the last week, but just really, dude, why do you listen? Like, literally all you do is text in to gripe about us.
No, he's not griping about us. He's griping about...
You didn't read the whole thing?
Yeah, the calculated, smart, That's what we said before. Like, but then, but you wanted us to talk about training. You wanted us to talk about the team. I mean, we're gonna get into my actual impressions and thoughts of minicamp probably here in the next break.
Yeah, right? This next segment.
I mean, if you follow me on Twitter, you saw my opinions other than Jalen.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do that. We'll get into what else happened in day one of mandatory OTAs. We'll do that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, coming to you from the FNMD Med Spa Studios. ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, make sure you get by there. It's Father's Day weekend. There's a good Father's Day gift.
A good Father's Day gift for me would be Lincoln 707 and 5438.
Seriously, get to ABC or go to thehumidor.com. Tell your man, hey, order as much as you want on Humidor. Or you gotta give him a budget, I guess, right?
$50.
$50.
You can get a lot with,
which means you really can go $60 because it's 20% off.
You'll get them like $60 worth of value.
Yeah,
is what I'm saying.
That's only if you enter sports.
Actually,
then,
it
though.
Might be more. You might end up getting them because they have like the, sometimes they get like buy four, get one or two free or whatever. If you get some, just go on there. You can't go wrong. Just make sure you type in Sports Den.
Yep, Sports Den. When you check out, you'll get 20% off plus free shipping.
Have you seen Joe Douglas before? I just like him.
No,
something.
He looks like a bigger Jeff Whitaker.
He does look like Jeff Whitaker.
From Dome Hats.
His beard is majestic.
Majestic?
Just looks like very.
Should he dye a little bit of that, though?
Nah, just he needs to get let more of it go right here in the chinny chin chin area.
Yeah.
Just let that get a little bit more whiter. Like, and then it'll look.
We're talking about the Jets' new general manager. Be careful with what we say about today. Keep it fairly generic. I'll put it this way. What I was looking for, what I said last night, I was looking for, which was timing between Foles and the receivers. I didn't really get to see.
Well, we saw enough. You saw a team.
Yeah. I mean, Foles, listen, y'all can say what you want to say about, all we can do is report with what we see. Foles looks good. Foles is a lot more accurate and with a much bigger arm than I thought when they first signed him. And I didn't watch every Philly game, so I only saw, you know, playoff games and stuff like that. But he's at the point now where he's rattled off so many of these days, James. At some point, you just got to go, okay, at least the OTAs, I'm expecting him to be pretty damn good every day.
Yeah. I mean, if you, again, well, to preface it, if he sucked, we would be really going over the top saying he sucked. And nobody would say his mini camp is in shorts. What I will say is this. It looked like it's dink, 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 big play. Or push for the big play. I can say that, right? Well, I already said it, so it doesn't really matter. So, it's not philosophy or format. Whatever. This stuff is confusing, man. But you saw him.
He did a good job taking with the defense.
Yeah, you saw him put the ball in the right place.
Yep.
But now if you want some perspective or some negativity, there are many times where he put the ball in the right place and the ball was dropped. But the ball got to where it was supposed to go, and it was, as opposed to it being a pick, it was almost a us or nobody ball.
Yeah, and he's really good at that.
Even anticipation where he dropped it, like plays that you would not attempt to do on video games or like in real life if you're playing 707 because you don't understand the timing. Like he's doing that because you're thinking at me, I'm like, oh man, that could have been bad. But it goes just over the linebacker's head, in between the DBs, fits in there. If the guy catches it, he catches it in stride and gets to safety.
It's like his deep balls. We saw a couple of those today, and I saw – the last 3 weeks I've seen a dozen of them. Guy's covered.
Right.
He's covered. But he throws it so high and just enough outside where it's not a threat to be intercepted. That's hard to do. You're talking about dropping a ball in 50 yards down the field. We saw it, what, twice today? I think one was caught, one was dropped.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I said, he's done it enough now to where you don't say, well, that was a lucky throw. You say, okay, he's got these tools. Now, whether or not he does it when it's full speed in August or whether or not he has the time to do it or whatever, I don't know. Whether the game plan dictates it, I don't know. But from what we're seeing right now, Jacksonville is a quarterback that is not scared to throw the ball to a guy who I think in the past maybe we thought was covered up. I'll put it that way. You didn't really get to see much from line play. I don't really know how to – what we can and can't say about Miles Jack. So I'll put it this way. I almost think he needs to slow down.
Yeah.
Almost. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, he's too all over the place. I mean, you see the athleticism. Tons of athleticism.
No doubt. Yep.
The problem is, I'm going to be honest with you. The problem is he's not a middle linebacker. You need Paz Jr. or somebody who actually is, and you put him in the Telvin spot, and you allow him to roam and make plays. And he'll be so much better. Like, if I'm a running back and I see him, I'm automatically keying to the cutback. So wherever he's at, because he's going to over-pursue.
More than not.
And just take your chances.
And the problem with over-pursuit is we've seen this the last couple years. Over-pursuit doesn't give up a 3-yard play.
It gives up a big play.
A 12-yard, 15-yard play. That's the issue. I've never coached defense, so I don't know what you can do technically, fundamentally, other than say,
don't do that.
Yeah. Here's your run fit.
That's it. Please stop that.
I mean, we were standing behind, and almost every run play, we're looking at each other like, are you serious right now?
And to the credit of the running backs, they exploited it.
Right. I thought Fournette had that burst today.
Yeah, there were times when he did, where he still has to learn patience, mm-hmm. and steps and proper steps, which I don't really know how much you go over that like now in the NFL, but like, you know, taking proper zone steps, making your proper run reads, so that you can know how to bend the back. Blue did a good job of that, and I think Rawls was the other one that was really
Rawls actually. Rawls has looked good.
Rawls, if you can get Rawls that made essentially Seattle feel like they can move on from beast mode, then you actually got something good.
Now, to be fair, every running back should look good in this type scenario, in the OTA type scenario. I don't know what the answer though is. The guy from Green Bay, is he like? I mean, I know he's recovering from injury. Is he – you know what? Forget I'm even going to say that, because they have said – the defense coordinator has said Miles Jack is our middle backer. He's our Mike.
Like, yeah. We got to get it. Got to find
– But they're not.
Another.
They're not. They're not going to move him. I mean, I that's what it sounds like if you go by what they're saying and by, you know, what's happened the last year, and they're not. And I thought – I was with you. I thought when Telvin stepped away, or whatever it is you call it that he did, okay, well, here's a good opportunity. You brought in big neck dude that looks like Paws. You've got a freakishly athletic guy. And Miles Jack,
mm-hmm.
Now's your chance. And I don't think they're going to do it.
The one thing I would say that's a saving grace, and this is the thing we won't be able to see till full pads, is that the defensive line at times looked like they were just, you know, they get penetration. And what I mean by that, all you can look for is who takes the steps and who gets there first.
Yep.
Because that's all you really can do. And at times they were getting to the point of attack before the offensive line.
Very quick. Out.
So if you have that, that will save a Miles Jack. The problem with offense is in the NFL is 2 yards, 1 yard, 3 yards, boom. And if you're patient and your defense is able to keep you in the game, that's how you knock out a team. Mm-hmm. In the NFL where you got games that are determined by one score or less.
21-17
But two, like let's say 10 points, that's really not a – that's an NFL blowout.
It is, no doubt.
Two it's scores, a close game, but like it's the reason why those things are hard to come by.
You're right on the D-line. That is something that I noticed today.
Something else I noticed. We still – and I'm not sure it's just – we may just be that good in the secondary. But there's no separation. We don't we still don't have that guy that can run himself open at any given time. Yeah. We're going to have to scheme concept and lull people to sleep to be able to find somebody to get wide open.
Well, you're certainly going to have a dominant running game to help people get open. You're going to have to pull safety help away.
And with this offensive coordinator who – what, didn't he get fired because he wanted to throw it too much?
Is that why
he
got fired?
Yeah, I think that was one of the complaints. I think I heard that on one of the shows that they were talking about that. Is he going to have – can he – is this his way to – can he call a game like that?
Mm-hmm.
You got to ask yourself those things.
Yeah. I mean, is that do we still have the same – is this defense as good as it was 2 years ago? You take Malik out, you take – Colvin out now 2 years. You've got new safety play. Obviously, Telvin 2 years ago was a good Telvin. Last year, not so much. Is this defense as good where you can rely on a game plan of we're going to run. We're going to take our shots when we feel like we can. We're going to try to get two scores up, and then we're going to pin our ears back. Is this the same team as that was, or does the addition of Nick Foles kind of say, all right, we got to change a little bit? We got to evolve.
I think the addition of Nick Foles makes you change. Here's the thing: Nick is faster with his decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you paid attention to that. I mean, obviously, you probably did more than I do. What I like when I see quarterbacks is at the end of your drop, you know where you're going.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you're climbing the pocket, and I know we're going deep.
Mm-hmm.
But every time, end of the drop, boom, ball's out of his hands. Even if it's a check down.
Yep.
But that actually gives you tempo. That gives you an opportunity. And now we just got to work on the catches.
That's so hard, too. I was thinking about that today. I'm watching because you see the backups go in, and there's, you know, certainly a drop-off in talent between Foles and the rest of them. I was thinking about, like, I don't think people understand how hard it is to even complete a pass. A pass. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so hard. This game is played so fast. To be able to make a split second, like not even a full second decision, and get the ball out accurately. That's why it's the toughest position in sports. And you're exactly right. I mean, you sit there and you watch, and you can almost be lulled to sleep by how quickly he does deliver the ball. I think that's the reason why I'm questioning. We have no idea what the game plan is. Like, at least I don't. I don't know through watching them practice for the last 3 weeks. I don't know a whole lot more than I knew before they practiced from a game planning or difference perspective. I know Foles looks better than I thought he did. So I don't know. It almost would be irresponsible for them not to take advantage of those quick decisions and almost use more of a Brady-like short passing mm-hmm. game at times. But then the problem creeps in that you just said. Like, can you have a receiver that creates even a little bit of separation, even on a slant? You know, do you have those guys that you can scheme up and you can get the ball in their hands right away and they can turn 4 yards into eight?
Well, I think that was Didi on the play that I was talking about where if he would have caught it, I think he would have been able to score. And if you do that enough early, defenses have to respect it. So, like, if you're dinking, dunking, and then, like, so they're going to have to play up. If you're having – that was the benefit of what Leonard Fournette did in his rookie year.
Yep.
He had so many big games in the beginning that you had to respect it.
You had to pull safety down. Yep.
So now it makes things open up. Now, if you don't ever do it, they'll never respect it. But it's kind of like you like you said, you have to use a combination of a physical run game with a Patriot-style short game.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, you have to have sure-handed wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
A drop kills that. Because a drop on like a first down, intermediate passing route with a drop now puts you in a second and 10 situation, or worse if you get sacked, second and long, and now you're second and plus 10. And now you don't – there's not a lot of good plays for that.
It's you know what it is? It's just – it's a numbers game. Do you feel like your percentages are higher to get 4 yards through the air or running? And you have to factor in everything. You have to factor in receivers. You have to factor in tight ends. You have to factor in blocking. You have to factor in how accurate your quarterback is. It's pretty obvious the last couple of years that answer was no, we can get 4 yards easier through running the ball. Like, that's your first down question. Is I got to get four. Do I feel better with the ball in Foles' hands going to Keelan or Dee Dee or Conley or Chark or Marquise Lee, or do I feel better in putting in 11 personnel and running the ball for 4 yards? And you, to what you're saying, like, here's the thing you've got to establish is you got to establish personnel groupings that strike fear into other teams from a defensive perspective. In other words, if you're 10 personnel, meaning you've got one running back and no tight end, so you're four wide, those four have got to be able to stretch the defense out enough to where those safeties aren't walking down and you can still run the ball in that personnel. Mm. And that's been the problem. Is you throw 10 personnel out there, you don't have anybody that strikes any fear on a safety. He don't have to cover anybody's butt because there's not the burner, and so he can still sink down. Now you can't throw the ball or run the ball. Mm. So, I mean, that's the thing that I think they've got to figure out. Can we put four receivers out there? Can we back the corners off? Can we keep the safeties back? Can we still run the ball and take the four-yard game in the passing game? And if that answer is yes, then I think they have success. I think it's that simple. If that answer is no, then it's going to be frustrating to watch again. 699 says, do you notice any difference with this practice under John DeFilippo? Pretty sure that's under the things that we can't really talk about.
Yeah. I also don't like the way they run screens.
I didn't even notice.
Just – like slow developing play that's fast, but I don't know if they were just running up. I don't know if they were just running up tempo and just trying to get reps, not up tempo, but I don't know if they're just trying to get reps or if that's actually how it's like, there's no way your linemen aren't fast enough to.
Well, that's kind of the new style. Like those third and long screens now are third and long in the NFL is what, six.
Mm-hmm.
And you just assume that they're going to pin the ears back and you just slip underneath. Like that has – it is crazy how much football's changed in the last 10 years. You know, the other thing that I don't think we really know – we don't know, not really know – how much RPO is going to be used. Mm. Nick Foles has proven that he can run that. I have no idea, none, if any. But if you can get into that situation – to where you can use RPOs, which is a run-pass option. Some places are now calling them PROs because the pass option's first.
Yeah.
If you can get in that situation, that helps out a lot the way the rules are today. So a lot still be determined with the Jags, obviously. Tomorrow, I fully expect for Nick Foles to have another big day. I do want to keep a little closer eye on the secondary tomorrow because when that question was asked of Jalen, it was the first time I really thought of, oh, crap, you know what? They are rolling out there with two new safeties. So I do want to I want to keep an eye out. I don't remember seeing anybody run wide open today. I did the last couple of weeks, but not today.
I don't remember it. And that was concerning.
Well, it was concerning but also good. Yeah. We got to do – what's tonight, Tuesday?
Yeah.
So we need to do the high school thing next.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about how mad a school's made people?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That sounds like that's in high school, dude.
There's a local school that's got people abuzz in the high school world. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Southeast Orthopedic Specialist presents the Sports Den's Prep Football Spotlight on 1010XL.
Oh, I got that wrong. My bad. It is that time for the Southeast Orthopedic Prep Spotlight. You mean to start with what I talked about?
Yeah.
Two heavyweights kind of going at it a little bit here in the city, in Sandalwood and Trinity, but not on the football field. And I want to make sure I get this right. There were some kids that had transferred from Trinity to Sandalwood last year.
Mm-hmm.
That are all, no, one of them has not committed, but they all have a ton of offers.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them are committed to major universities like Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
That have decided to go back to Trinity for their senior year. You can't just lose three or four of these dudes and it not sting. I have not talked to Adam Geis or anybody at Sandalwood. I was going to try to bring him on, but then I thought, probably shouldn't do that. Nor have I talked to anybody at Trinity.
I think we should have brought him on.
But, I mean, let's just put it this way. Trinity got a lot better in the last week.
Easily. I mean, they've got a couple transfers that nobody really knows about right now that are mm-hmm. going to be really good mm-hmm. for their system.
Yep.
One DN linebacker type player, and another D and a D tackle. It's 6'2", 270 that transferred in from South Carolina. Then you add these guys who are, I guess, would be more so proven commodities. Into a team that's already deep.
If you want to talk about just pure personnel with them, think about this. At defensive back right now, as it stands, they have a Georgia Tech commit,
mm-hmm.
Clemson commit, an Alabama commit,
mm-hmm.
and then another kid with a younger offers. Kid offers everywhere. Like that's
I'm sure there's another one with
oh,
offers.
I'm sure. That's their defensive backfield. Running back transferred over, committed to Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Very good player. I want to say he led the city in rushing last year.
Probably going to tear up. Well, I mean, they got some tough competition, but when they play the guys who are on the same level as them, he's going to probably tear it up.
Do they play the guys on – I mean, that's not to the playoffs, though, because they don't really have a district.
Right.
I mean, we talked about – and I'm pulling it up again. We talked about their schedule being, like, historically – hard. And now all of a sudden from a talent perspective, you look at this and like, is there a chance they can run this schedule? And if there is, you could be talking about a top five nationally team mm-hmm. with the way this schedule lines up. Now I want to be crystal clear here in something because I've been on the other end of this. I'm not saying that they did anything to tell these guys to come back. Like, I mean, Trinity is a proven commodity.
Right.
Like, the kids may just wanted to go back. And also
we don't
be
believe
clear,
you need more people.
That Sandalwood was still gonna be really good.
Yes.
Sandalwood was still
I'm sure have
two people. FSU commits.
Yes. They have the tight end.
The tight ends didn't leave. He still got Jennings.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still like loaded. It's just not the embarrassment of riches that they had 3 weeks ago.
Next man up. It's kind of just crazy the way high school is going, though. Well, not going. It's always been like this, but with more offers being more prevalent, especially in the First Coast area, you start to see the schools that have a little bit of a history start to get more and more guys that conglomerate there.
Mm-hmm.
And you might as well call them what they are. They're more academy. They're damn near prep schools.
Right. Yep.
At this point, Trinity is essentially a prep school.
Right.
And football, baseball, girls softball has a lot of Division I athletes on it as well.
Well, Trinity had, what was it, four guys at the NFL Combine 2 years ago?
Yes.
You ready for their schedule?
Yeah.
At Lake City Columbia.
They got that.
At Tallahassee Godby.
They got that.
Rebalt.
Got that.
American Heritage.
Not sure.
Carroll City.
Not sure.
Pahokee.
Got that.
At Booker T.
Ooh.
At Colquitt County.
Ooh.
Lee.
Got that.
And at Raines.
Got that.
Bro, that schedule?
Wait a minute. You said at Carroll City.
No, Carroll City's here.
Okay. At Booker T.
At Booker T.
American Heritage.
At home.
And then they got another Miami team on there, right? Or were those the three Miami teams?
Carroll City, American Heritage, and Booker T. And then at Colquitt.
Yeah, that's going to be – at Colquitt one's going to be tough.
And you know what's crazy is you go to that thing, you know, one of the hardest hitting games that they're going to be in is at Reigns.
Mm.
I mean, you look at those last two games, Lee and at Reigns.
Well, Carroll City. Carroll City got a stick.
There's just that.
And Booker T.
There's just that trendy Reigns, man. I remember going to some of those spring games when they used to play each other. It's like, these kids out here trying to kill each other.
I got to figure out which one, which school my boy coach at. I think my boy coach is at Booker T.
I mean, I don't. If you run the table on that schedule, it puts them at a whole nother level. They're at a level that I think few thought that a Jacksonville area team could get on a national landscape now. But you run this table, and now you're in Bishop Gorman category.
Yeah. You run that, then you'll start. Then I'm going to mess with Gil and say they need to go ahead and build some dorms.
Yeah. Because you're looking at this. Every team on this schedule will be playing in the playoffs. Not just that, but Lake City Columbia is probably it's going to be a top three or four team in the state for their classification. Gobbie's always a top five team for their classification. American Heritage is going to be the number one ranked team. Carroll City's going to be the number one ranked team. Pahokee's going to be a top five team. Booker T may be the number one ranked team in their classification. Colquitt County may be number one in theirs in Georgia. Lee's going to be top 10, and Reigns is probably going to be number one in theirs. It's going to be interesting to see how many number one ranked teams they end up playing this year. The playoffs are going to be a daggum breeze for them if they come out of this thing healthy.
Because they went back down to the 3A?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. They ain't got to worry about it. They'll play the Pensacola team, but they'll probably they'll have so much talent that team should be able to hang. Because their quarterback is one of your guys, too, right?
Yep.
Is it the young one?
Ja'Cory. He's got offers, I know, from USF, and he's only going to be a junior. And then they've got another kid, Daniel Plummer.
That's the one
you're thinking of. Yeah. And then they've got a running back who's going in ninth grade that's got – already offers, Power Five offers. And on top of the kid that's going to Ole Miss, I think the young kid's Webb. They're loaded. It'll be fun to watch. Every Friday night when Hacker and I are in here doing this, that's going to be every single one of those games is going to be one of our feature games. Without question. And it wouldn't shock me, by the way, if they don't have one, maybe even two of these things get a national broadcast. Tell me, Carroll City Trinity ain't like one of the games of the week in the nation that week without even knowing who else is playing? Trinity Colquitt County?
That's going to be a good one.
Going to be interesting.
I don't know who Colquitt has as prospects right now.
Oh, and their coach is gone, too.
Is that where Probst?
Yeah. Yeah. But from what I understand, they went and got who they wanted. You ever been to Colquitt?
Mm-hmm.
I had a good friend of mine that was – No. I had a good friend of mine that was a head coach there before Probst. You know him, Tim Coakley.
Oh, yeah.
And so we went up to a game there. And it's like, you want to talk about the middle of nowhere. It is, you're driving 30 miles to nowhere to get to nowhere.
That's funny.
But the place is packed. What was your high school thing?
We got people. So we talked about the terrible email that was sent, not email, the article that was written by Rivals last week, right? Where they just put some information that wasn't true yet.
Oh, about the QB1?
Yeah. Has anything changed with that?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
No. Something should.
Something should be coming out soon. Yeah. All right. So I won't dig into it, but it's just we got to make sure we get all of our facts.
What James is talking about is Rivals last week did a podcast and then did an article where they said that Carson Beck, the Mandarin quarterback, had been selected to be one of the feature quarterbacks for QB1. If you don't know what QB1 is, it's a Netflix series that you should check out. It's really, really well done. And they follow three guys and their journey through their senior year in high school. We're talking about guys like Tate Martell was on there.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Fields was on there. Jake Fromm was on there. They've had big-name guys on there. And this out of the blue, all of a sudden, this thing gets reported by Rivals, and somebody sends it to me, and I'm like, wow. So I called Chris and said, hey, yo, y'all forget to tell me something? And he didn't at the time. He's like, I haven't heard from him. So he was kind of like aggravated and called them. It's like, look, at the end of the day, it's still my decision on whether or not we go on this show. Y'all should call me. And they're like, we haven't even made the decision yet. So somebody just like pulled it out of the blue and just ran with it. Now he's a finalist for it.
Right.
So it wasn't completely out of the blue.
Yeah, I just know we had I think Helmets and Hills talked about it a little bit today.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and I was like, y'all probably should have called Denny.
Oh, they said it was done.
Yeah, they were talking, but they were going off the Rivals.
Yeah.
So it was just, but they brought some really good points. So like when you have something like that, like we do reality recruit here.
Mm-hmm.
That's like local. So that's not that. What is there a different set of pressures and expectations now that you're on a national TV show that are any different than the fact that you've committed to a national program? So like Georgia is a national program. The fact that you decommitted from Alabama, a national program. You're going to get trolls and you're going to have different pressures anyway. Are there any other things that would be difficult to deal with as a 17, 18 year old?
I don't think that there's any performance pressure.
Like, I mean, off the field.
Off the field, yeah, I think so. I think it's a weird thing because you're talking about you're putting a full-fledged – this ain't like some dude with a handheld camera. This is a full-fledged crew in the living room of a guy, and I'm not talking about Carson in general. I'm talking about every 17 or 18-year-old who has no idea who they are yet. And you're going to follow them around. Now, the one thing, though, about QB1 I think is different is they never show anything bad. They're not there. It's not a reality show. We're going to take you behind the scenes and of to what a 4 or 5 star recruit's life looks like. They're not trying to trap the kid.
Was Tate's sister in it?
Tate's sister was in
it. Nice.
Yes. Ratings bump.
Tate's sister was in it. Yes. What was it? Is her name Riley?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. What was crazy about the Rivals article, JJ, is this guy writes an article about Carson being named, and he says the other two people in it, and the other two people in it have already graduated and enrolled in college.
So it's got to be Carson then.
It was like they were on it last year. It was Spencer Rattler and I forget the other one.
Would you be on the show? Like, is that how it works? They film him at practice and like?
Well, no, you don't really work with him that much. I mean, I'm sure they'll figure out a way to get Denny Thompson in there.
You'll be like sit-down interview, like voiceover.
I have a chance to have two guys in the show. I'll put it that way. The other guy's not local. The other guy, so I don't want to start any rumors there. But
they're going to be like, Carson's
quarterback. I'm obviously not answering your question for a reason. I'd like for you to just stop with that.
Former high school coach. Denny Thompson.
He's not picking up what I'm putting down.
Throw like newspaper headlines.
Embattled.
Oh my God. Embattled is a great word.
They're going to have like that real evil music. Carson Beck trains with former embattled coach Denny Thompson of a school that had to change its entire name and pay the largest fine.
How did this get?
And pay the largest fine in high school football history at the time.
I seriously hate both of you.
Denny, how do you feel your impact?
How did this go from Netflix to mine?
Carson's
going to
be like, nah, he's a really good guy.
He's going to be a real
Netflix
special.
He's a really good guy. Carson's dad's going to be like, hey, trust me. I wouldn't just have my kid around anybody. That's going to be great.
I love how y'all just have turned this thing completely around. We go from Netflix to a 30 for 30.
That's it. That's exactly.
Then he's going to be on there
last chance.
I've never been to a jail.
All right. Some information, inside information that you will never get on any high school podcast or show in Jacksonville, Florida about Trinity's schedule. You ready?
Let's hear it.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we tied them last year with a semi-decent young squad. This year should be a doozy. We got a stick this year. Miami. Because I was like, all right, so what I did was I told you I have a friend who coaches on one. I was like, hey, Bean, what school you coach at again? He doesn't just tell me Booker T. Washington. Like, I wouldn't know it was that. But I know you're from Miami.
Right.
Miami, Booker T. Washington Tornadoes.
Oh, the whole thing.
I'm like, I said, you gave me
their government name.
You gave me the entire government name. And he was like, oh, yeah, we was all right last year and we tied him. But we got a stick this year. We coming for that ass.
Hey, listen, you can text them back and tell them that they're about four times better than they were, like, too.
Bro, they just got five. They just got 10 Division I ass this transfer.
Where's that one at? That one's at Booker T. That's at Traz, Powell Stadium.
Oh, that's going to be – I might go down to that one.
Mm-mm. I ain't.
I'm going with the hood people. I'm going to be rude. Like, hey, don't come at me, Ross. Anybody, I'm going to be rooting for y'all on the inside, but I know where I'm at. I'm going to be hanging out with the Miami Cats.
Dude, Mad Dad's head would explode at Traz Powell Stadium.
Aren't, like, the gambling that goes on at high school football games down south?
Legendary.
Just, like, yeah, amazing.
It's not just high school. It's Pop Warner.
Whoa. Yeah. That's hilarious.
I mean, about two times a year. Well, I guess we really can't say anything. It's the same thing here in Duval. But exactly. I was going to say, about two times a year, you hear about shootings at the Traz.
They should let Mad Dads commentate the game.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Like, he can commentate it all.
Hey, this kid right here is from Shootdale, over there on 45th and Main. It was a nice neighborhood that the family had just moved in until the shooting happened, and the guy was terrified and wanted to move his family out. So they went down to where Miami Booker T. Washington is and then realized that it ain't even any better over there. Because it's summertime and little black kids are running around shooting each other after football practice.
It's hotter down there. It's hotter down there.
Oh, man.
I do. I can't really. I guess I can make some of their home games. I want to see Carroll City.
Here. Yeah. Here. I'll go to Traz Powell.
Dang, back-to-back American Heritage Carroll City.
I ain't going to nowhere that's in a Trick Daddy song. If they mention you in a rap song, I'm straight on that one, Playboy. I know what that area about.
I don't know if Trinity sells season tickets, but y'all may want to purchase some. They got a better home schedule than Florida or Florida State has. Rebought American Heritage, Carroll City, Pahokee, and Lee. They should be taking donations to buy tickets this year.
The problem is, they don't have the snack stand that any of those other places have.
They don't.
And that's where we're going to live. They're going to sell traditional. I implore you. All right, I understand. Trinity is a nice Baptist Christian school. Like most PWIs. The football team is not a direct reflection of the population of who attends the school. Not a problem.
Right.
Doesn't matter. A lot of private schools are like that. But can we please, like, just maybe bring in home away concession stand cooks?
Like what?
Like, go to, like, whoever the lady
you
is that
honey
does stuff
thing?
And like, bring a honey dripper lady. You know what? Forget about that. Bring some food.
My favorite, lemon pepper.
Yeah, do something like that, and I promise you, not only will you see attendance spike, you will make a ton of money. So, like, because you're going to need to travel to all these places, so this would help. And I think I'm just trying to help them out and myself because I want to eat if I go to these games.
So you're saying take some of the money they're giving to the? Never mind.
maybe on days on Friday nights that Reigns isn't at home. You just have their concession people
come over to Trinity. Yeah, come down, yeah.
Because that's the longest line at a Reigns game.
Concession?
Yes.
whoever does that juice, like the lemon, it's supposed to be lemonade. Like, have you ever, like JJ, I don't know if you ever drink, like, it looks
I've never
like
had the juice at Rams game.
It looks like lemonade, and it looks like pink lemonade.
I've had pink lemonade.
You pour it in, and it has the, it looks like it, but when you drink it, it's like.
Promethazine?
Damn near. you do need to cut it with Sprite.
You're picking sugar out of your teeth.
Yeah, like it tastes like sugar with a hint of lime of lemon.
Water.
And a little bit of water. It's like when they made it, it was 4 10-pound bags of sugar, one lemon.
And a 20-ounce
water. And you're getting that, and it's just straight syrup.
And there's a line that you have to true story, my dad sat in that line, not through one quarter, not through two quarters, through two quarters, halftime, and half the third.
Like, I only go to the games for this.
Yes. You pay $10 to get the opportunity to pay $20 at a concession stand. It's so thick. Like, you ever drank something because you were thirsty, and now you're more thirsty than you were before you drank that thing? That's that. It's amazing, though. We're trying to get people diabetes.
And there is your Southeast Orthopedic High School segment. We've got 8 o'clock, and that's coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
8 o'clock brought to you by Luce Air Quality. That's L-U-C-E, airquality.com. Environmental testing for your home or your business, or if you're a property management company, you need to get with Luce Air Quality. You need to keep them on your speed dial. That's 904-803-1014. You never know when air quality issues are going to pop up. You don't know anybody that does this. I'm telling you exactly not only who does it, but who's the best at it with the best equipment around, the best staff around. That's Luce Air Quality. That's 904-803-1014. 8 o'clock. I'm starting with Drake.
I'll allow it.
Did you see the way Drake left the court last night? Did you see it?
Yes.
Does somebody want to fill him in that he's not playing?
Bro, it's my.
You don't understand. When there's a curse named after you,
if they lose. He needs to be kicked out of the state. He needs to be kicked out of the
this
country.
This is his last chance to reverse the curse forever.
Did you see the video of him walking out JJ?
Dude, but I'm starting to empathize with him because the whole nation hates him.
No. You do not walk out the place like you just played.
JJ, he almost made me root for Golden State. If I didn't like if I didn't like Kawhi so much right now, and I didn't hate Steph Curry and those other light-skinned devils
Kawhi
so much.
Kawhi hates Drake, by the way.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't see
that. That was the greatest thing in the world. Like, Drake's trying to pound him up, and Kawhi's like,
Kawhi's about to sub back in the game, and Drake's holding out his hand, and it's like, oh, come on, yeah. And Kawhi's just ruthless, walks right past him. Like he did his teammate the other day when they were in the huddle.
Did you see, everybody starting to do that? Like, the entire team now is like, Zoom. Is robot focused?
Taking the character of him. Right. I love it.
That's a leader.
Yeah. That's leading by example.
The one thing I'm glad that they didn't do is no Kawhi slander. Because Kawhi didn't take the last shot. Normally the best player, if he doesn't take the last shot,
it would have been like impossible for him to get anything.
I'm starting to think he would have had a much better chance than that clown that shot it.
He would have.
To be fair, that shot was blocked.
It was
that's what he's saying.
It was not blocked.
Yeah, there's like video proof that Draymond had two fingers on the ball.
Listen. He should have shot it higher then.
Yeah.
Listen.
If I'm Kyle Lowry today, I'm like taking that picture of it being blocked and letting everybody know.
The only person there's only one person more happy than Golden State fans that he missed that shot. And all Golden State fans is Curry, Ayesha Curry. Because the world when the inevitable happens, they're going to lose.
I don't know.
They are going to crucify her because it was all good before she said anything.
Before she wanted her attention.
But
It really bothers me and, like, honestly has given me a sense of a little bit of an insecurity is the fact that, yeah, like, there are all these women, like, throwing themselves. But me, like, the past 10 years, like, I don't have any of that.
Nobody's looking at me.
Zero. It sounds...
Yeah, probably because, you know, you gained a few LBs.
But you know who people are looking at and who I did?
I missed you, JJ.
Who I am in love with right now, even though I don't like light-skinned women.
Damn.
Mama Curry, did you see? Like, it was a Raptor fan cursed at her.
Hell no.
She took.
First of all, her husband played for them.
I thought she was like the third member of Mary. Mary. Like, I thought she was gospel sanctified. She's all that came up out of her. She was ready to get buck. I said, "Woo!"
I didn't see that.
I retweeted it. It was one of thousands of things I retweeted, but that she got buck, man.
I'm sitting here watching NFL Total Access, and the whole thing has been about the Jags and their inability to re-sign their stars.
See, Jalen made it a story, like you said.
Jalen knew what he was doing. But it's our fault, too. Because we had...
Well, they started off with Ngakoue.
That's what I mean. There's my hate o'clock. And this is... You know, I'm not... No, it's not the team. It's not anybody. It's anybody in sports media and fans. Stop blowing up everything.
What do you mean?
Like, just Jalen just talked. Like, Jalen talked about it. Maybe Jalen brought it out at random, but, like, okay, he's under contract. We know he's here this year.
But did anybody think they were going to re-sign him this year?
No, but
that's
what I'm saying.
Have we ever talked about that?
That's my point. Like, why are we – but now we are. Like, why? Like, we don't have to talk about it. We know they picked up his fifth-year option. He's not going to turn that kind of money down to fifth-year option. Mm-mm. That's one. Two, the man puts out a quote. Like, they're gonna have to pay me so much money, they're gonna have to put me on layaway. It's a Deion quote. We're in sports. We should know this. Like, oh, now the Jags aren't gonna be able to afford Deion. Oh, woe is me. I'm scared. Loud noises. No, shut up. Now you're making it. So now this is what happens. We tweet about it, we talk about it, fans bring it up. Now the NFL community sees it, and now they're like, what the hell is going on in Jacksonville? Jalen's about to leave. He's getting traded. Like, so now everybody now there's articles, top 10 trade destinations
Ngakoue's
for Jalen. Like, Ngakoue, like, just chill. It's like, I really need to have that, like, Troy, there was a good quote in the beginning of Troy where Brad Pitt goes to the kid he eventually kills and said, go home, Prince. Make love to your wife. The time for killing kings is not today, or something like that. Go home. Make love to your wife. Play PlayStation. Play Fortnite. Woosah. Then report. If you still are high-strung and scared, as my six-year-old would say, then tweet it. But more than likely, after you actually go do something, get a sound meal, get a full belly in logic, you'll probably realize, okay, it's just part of the game. It just makes me... Makes me angry, man.
Let it out.
Like,
that's what Hitbox for.
Chill. It's just tweets. It's just talking. There ain't nothing they can do about it. Now, Yannick, all right. Hopefully, we got time. The season ain't here yet.
They'll get him done.
Like, but then when you really think about it, OTA, I actually probably would rather people be at OTAs because it's longer.
What do you mean?
Like, this is the mini camp.
Oh, yeah.
When they're done with this, they take a break for a whole month. Longer than that. DeMarcus Walker comes in the facility. I had no idea that I'm looking at him like I'm panicked as like a big brother, OG to him. Why are you here right now?
You ain't holding out.
Why are you trying? Why are you need to be at everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the opposite. Like, Jalen's dad is like, hey, come back home. No, you go. Leave here. Get out of my facility. It's like, nah, coach, we don't have it because we got to report. We report early because we have.
They already had them, right?
They have the Hall of Fame game. So they go back one week early. I'm like, okay, whew, all right, cool. How are we working this out? Now I'm like, now we can come up with a plan. I was scared for him. But like.
James, like, all right, cool. Now give me your card.
Yeah. We already have it on file. We don't need it. We can run it. Eric, run it. Run it, Eric. But that's like understood. Like, but like all this other stuff, like, man. It's 3 days in shorts. You don't think Yannick can get in a 3-point stance in Miami where it's hot? You don't think he's working out for 3-4 hours?
Oh, I got no problem with
that. No, I'm just saying, like, those are the, like,
But seriously, does anybody have a problem with Yannick not being here?
No. I'm just, like, that contract will be done. But, like,
yeah,
it is news. I think, like, the way we report it dictates the way that 90% of the fans deal with it. everybody except for our guy who hates everything that we tweet out, 548. They'll have a problem with anything.
Everything. Starting to worry about him. Negative Nelly over here. Yeah. Hey, can we go back to basketball for a second? So I got home last night, and I was wiped. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to lay down. And then I remembered the game was on, so I was like, all right, never mind. I'm going to turn the game on. This isn't really a hate o'clock. It's more of an observation. Lowry's getting all the blame for missing that shot badly, like knocking somebody out in the second row with it. But
hitting the
I mean, Blake Bortles even went, my God, that was terrible.
Hitting the Golden State.
He's probably still injured from that shove.
I mean, and didn't he get like 100 mil?
What?
Look at his contract.
Oh, I thought you meant like for the shove.
No.
From the owner. I mean, like, No,
but you know what nobody's like, giving credit for is how.
Listen, he's made multiple all-star teams. Anyone who, like, all these people that don't watch basketball.
I understand
act like
that,
Kyle
but
Lowry's
he should
the worst player ever. He's not.
He shouldn't be making what he's making. I guess that's
probably not at this
anyway,
point.
Anyway, that's not what I was going. Nobody's giving credit where credit's due. Because Golden State didn't even hit the rim. It was straight net for three threes.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
bad ones.
Like, it was amazing. You want to talk about clutch shooting? I think Klay had two and Steph had one.
One that Klay had at the end when he pump fakes Kawhi, and it was just, like, so sweet, man.
It was all three of them were, and then Steph caught it right off the pass, ball right up. Like, he's got to have the quickest shot in the history of the game.
That bothers me. That was so nice.
And none of them, none of those balls even scraped the rim.
And it was after Steph missed basically every three-pointer the entire second half. But when it came down to crunch time, dude, that guy's got ISO. Klay is the most clutch guy in the league right now, I think. Just a guy that I want to take a three at the end of the game, that dude is amazing.
Yeah, it's
no emotion.
Like, that was the first, like, before Lowry even shot the ball. Because they were down with six, right? And then so it went Klay, and then Steph, and then Klay.
And they put him up by three.
Yeah, and before
Lowry
he even shot
makes
that shot,
layup,
I'm sitting there going, like, this is insane. All the pressure in the world. This is elimination for them on the road. And these dudes are making it like they're playing pig at the local YMCA.
And didn't you think when Kawhi went on his insane run like two minutes before that,
done.
It was over? Yeah, you're like, well, we're going to remember this moment as the moment Kawhi did this for Toronto. He won them the series with this.
So how does this go? They go back to Golden State now?
Yes.
And then do they do seven?
The series.
In Toronto.
And if they lose game six, they go to Toronto and it ends in Toronto.
2-2-1-1-1.
The looks on the faces of the Toronto fans last night.
And I just watched a video of them cursing out Sonya Curry at the hotel.
Oh, you got the video?
Yeah. They're savage. I will say that for all the stuff people say about Canadians and how nice they are, Toronto in the last 24 hours has done a pretty damn good job of getting that corrected.
Oh, they know.
They're hard all of a sudden.
I don't think they're hard.
Booed,
but I mean, people hate
them. They cheered
KD.
Yeah. And then they were like, oh, well, we're sorry. Oh, we'll cheer you.
They're like, okay, we realized what we did wrong. We're sorry.
Like, man, that sucks. Don't, no, be one way.
Exactly. If you're going to be those guys, be those guys.
And a guy who trains with me, Rashad Lawrence, told me, if I ever go to Toronto, I'll understand Drake music. And he was partially right. I liked Drake a little bit more when I went. Wasn't all in there like that. Tell me that was not a Drake song. Where they went.
They're so emotional.
Bully.
Yeah.
Get off.
I screwed up. Baby, I'm sorry.
Yourself. I'm so sorry that I cheered against you getting hurt. Okay, yay, KD, KD.
Dude,
like,
that is
such
so
a Drake
perfect.
Song.
Encapsulated into one.
Did you
see
Drake's
moment.
Reaction when he got hurt?
No.
Oh yeah, he was.
Oh my God!
On the back.
Didn't
cheer?
You got to no.
Let's
no,
not
no, no.
forget that Drake has a tattoo of 35 on him.
You got to see the reaction. We'll pull that up.
That's real?
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
And Steph's number, bro.
Why?
Yeah, because Drake is
Drake.
Yeah, man, he's a weird.
I'm not
cat.
Hating on Drake.
He's
a weird cat.
No. I thought people were joking about him covering.
No, that's where he. Why he wears the thing.
Yeah, the black armband.
What grown man gets another grown man's number tatted on him?
I don't know.
Drake,
you're a superstar. Act like one for damn sake.
We got to take a break. When we come back, I want to get into this KD thing and more of this Drake thing because there is something else I want to piggyback off of that. We'll do that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
The University of Miami decommit song right here. God's plan.
I just saw a 24/7 article on the top 10 assistant coaches in college football. I'm not reading it.
Who are they?
I already put it down. It's like they basically just went through who makes the most money. That's all they did. It was clickbait.
Shoot, then we got some guys that are on there that don't need to be on there.
Top two were Clemson guys.
Well, yeah, he paid the most. But that might make sense though.
They had no Alabama guys on there.
This new crop don't get paid as much as the old one.
Yeah.
They still got buyouts.
There was nobody from the state of Florida in the list. Before I get to KD, we have a rule. We don't leave Jeff waiting.
What Jeff talking about?
Jeff, what up, man?
I have to admit, I hate Golden State beyond belief.
Yes, I regret hoping.
I don't care what Drake does. I would love for him to be on my team. If that makes me a clown, that's fine and stuff. And, yeah, Steph Curry may be great, but it's in an era where there's no hand checking. And I know that's a cop-out in that. And just want to say, I'm looking forward to watching Florida State play Saturday night at 7 o'clock, y'all time, 6 o'clock my time. And I didn't think they win at all. I don't care what Vegas say. Cool Vegas. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
That's what I'm talking about.
See, Drake has literally fooled people into thinking that he's on the team. Because Jeff was like, I mean, I hate Golden State so much, Drake. That's fine. I'll take him on my team any day. It's like, no.
Bro, he's burning calories out there.
He doesn't play.
Man burned a solid 300 calories singing the national anthem.
He does do more celebrating than most of the bench players for Toronto.
Oh, no doubt. That. When KD got hurt yesterday, he looked like he was going to cry. But
He always looks like he's going to cry.
That's very true. I keep hearing this whole, like, is KD not a grown man?
KD is a grown ass man who's been babied into being into the GOAT conversation.
But why are we getting onto the medical staff at Golden State?
Acting like they put a gun to the guy's
exactly.
head.
Exactly. He is a grown man.
You better get out there and play.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let's just chill on that. He is a grown man and he should stand his ground like Kawhi did. But just remember how much buzz back Kawhi got for not. Or let's just think about other times. One guy's entire image got ruined when he got hurt in the NFC Conference Championship game. Wasn't that with Cutler for not going back
when he was on his bike?
How many players have we busted their ass when they're hurt and they don't go when you don't think they're that hurt?
I don't care.
His thing was he felt like maybe if I get it warmed up and I get it going, I could go. And they gave him information.
Listen, this was the problem, though, was that they never told anyone, and they still haven't, what the actual injury was the first time. And they kept saying, well, we're going to try to get him back for the finals. And then the finals came around. They're like, well, we're going to try to get him back for game three. Game three came around. Well, game four. It's like if they would have just come out right away and said, hey, listen, it's pretty bad. We don't know if he can come back. Wouldn't have to worry about it.
I'll tell you this much. It might be his Achilles now. It wasn't.
It might have been that.
It might have been an Achilles strain.
Right.
It wasn't a torn Achilles.
Definitely.
I can tell you that much.
He's not playing
slow motion
for that.
No. This one.
No, I know, but did you see it?
Yeah, I saw the leg.
He wouldn't have been playing on a torn Achilles.
That's my point. If you look at slow motion, anything with these guys' muscles contractions, it'll look like an explosion at times. I'm not saying, and I don't know what it is, but I do know this. Most of the time when you have an Achilles tear, that explosion that you saw, you would immediately see that calf muscle drop to his ankle. Right. Like that's what I've seen, all the Achilles tears, and I've seen three. And unfortunately, I'm glad they weren't mine. The first thing it makes you do when you see somebody else's, it makes you grab yours to make sure yours is still there.
Oh, thank God.
And the streak, you ain't moving, bro. Like, T-Free, it was so funny. He called me. He said, hey, how do you know when your Achilles when you're a kid. He was at a baseball practice trying to do some stuff, and he was like, oh, I can't move. Let me call. I know James knows what to do. But I called I can't say what doc I called because he's with the rival. But he I called him in and we got him in, but he was like, I can't move. Like, I can't move, James. I can't even step or I'm going to fall. So, like, some of the stuff, the ability to apply pressure, but KD is a competitor. He wanted to go in, and they probably didn't give him the full information. And that, I think that's where the problem is.
Jalen told us today, you got to know your body.
Exactly. But KD may have secured, maybe this KD sticks. He has the opt-in, so he can make $30 million in rehab. That's not a bad life.
Okay, next question.
But what about this guy, before you get into that, the owner? What is his problem? Was he listening to Drake music?
What are you talking about?
He cried.
Is that the owner or the doctor?
He's not the owner. What is he? He's the team president. His name is Bob Myers.
Whatever. I just want you guys to know.
Oh, the GM.
And KD. It's like a basic person.
I don't have all the information on what really the extent of what it all means until we get an MRI. But the people that worked with him and cleared him are good people.
I want this guy at my funeral.
Like, dog, that's what I expect people covering the David Ortiz situation to sound
like. Yeah, someone who could have
died. Not a guy who just tore his Achilles. Like, you could be sad and be like, man, dang, that was tough. You know, somber. You want somber. I don't want roses.
That sounds like my dad watching a Christmas commercial.
Commercial, not even a movie.
Not even a movie.
Like, there is anything, is there any real emotion? Is there any real emotion now? Like, because
you didn't believe that was a real cry.
That was
real as hell, bro.
Bro, real.
Oh my god,
that's not a fake cry.
That man was sobbing.
He putting on, man.
No,
putting on for the camera.
If he is, he's the greatest actor I've ever seen.
He's putting on
because this went on for like 5 minutes.
All right, here's my next question. Golden State is in San Francisco, essentially, right?
Yes. Oakland.
Well,
it's moving to San Francisco.
Same thing. San Francisco's across a bridge.
They're in the
projects.
I'm
just saying, people that are from there would be upset if you.
Well, follow me here. San Francisco's like known for technology and stuff, right?
Yes. Apps and
yes,
yeah.
So, why the hell is Kevin Durant flying to New York City to undergo an MRI?
Because they may be known for apps and technology, but not for medical.
You gonna tell me there's not MRI machines that he can't have an MRI and have it read in New York?
I'm sure he could, but he probably doesn't want anything to do on the West Coast. Oh, it's probably because
he's like,
too.
I'm gonna get my MRI here
in
New York,
and
I'm gonna stay here.
That's right. Never mind. I forgot
he's
in
Toronto.
He's like, I'm gonna get my MRI here, and I'm gonna stay here because I'm gonna be a Nick. Because
I just messed up. I'm already a very large human being, not wide but long, and I don't want to be compressed in a plane any longer than I have to.
And he ain't doing it in Toronto without that socialized medicine stuff.
Yeah, he's got to wait in line.
Yeah.
You imagine?
That's not 100%. They have private doctors.
We're
you just got to pay
silly,
for it.
Bro. Yeah,
no, it's just what people. I just know people say that and they be like, oh, well, y'all can't go to the hospital. They have private hospitals. You
how great, though, would that be?
Excuse me, Mr. Durant. Can you, you're actually 34th in line. I understand that you can't stand
like
up
the DMV.
Or walk.
Take a number.
Mr. Durant, we don't see your citizenship here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have A752. Oh, cool. All right,
it's
cool.
Like the DMV.
A1.
At the end of the day, you're all going to die.
Man, I don't know. I just, like, if you're going to blame anybody for this. Wait, before I go there, is that video accurate? Was he really dancing before the game? Did you see that video, JJ?
Oh, yeah. That was real.
Did you see that, JJ?
ABC showed
really
that
a
live.
Bad dancer.
And he was, like, going, and they were into it, man. The rest of the team was like, oh, my God, KD's got his legs back.
They were like, yes.
Oh, after that first quarter, they were like, we're winning this damn series. Like, do you see that guy right now? What was he? He made all four of his shots. Like three of them were threes. He looked amazing.
Yeah, somebody tweeted out last night.
I thought for
can you
sure
have
they
a finals MVP if he only plays 12 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, he's.
He was so nasty.
That's how they win. That's the only way they can. I don't think Steph got it.
So you don't see the miracle happening with two wins in a row right here?
I just wanted to go to game seven.
Because you know why? Because Kawhi ain't KD. He's well, not going to let you come back on him from down 3-1 and then go to your team.
You're going to tell me Kawhi's better than KD.
Right now, aspects, if they played each other, yeah, right now, Kawhi would beat his
ass. In some aspects, yes. Kawhi plays Kawhi plays amazing defense.
Kawhi plays better defense than KD.
Kawhi shut down LeBron when LeBron was the best player in the NBA.
And Toronto wins.
Well, he was way better than
KD. The thing about KD is he can get you a bucket whenever that.
Nobody will overplay who Kawhi is because Kawhi is boring.
Bro, I hear people right now comparing him to Michael Kobe Jordan. Michael Jordan. No, like, yeah,
I heard it this morning.
Those are irrational people. Kawhi is playing grits. Like, hey, nothing good. I mean, they're consistent.
Not even like salt.
Yeah, no, plain. Just you boil them, and that's it. You can eat it. You'll get full. It's consistent. It is a top five breakfast item. But other than that, like, you got to add some salt, some butter into it for it to have any flavor. Like, Kawhi has nothing.
Like,
Kawhi,
no, I don't need that.
Kawhi is worse than Tim Duncan when it comes to being bland.
Oh, wow.
That's why he was the perfect Spur.
Yeah.
The Spurs right now are the people who are kicking themselves.
Did you hear DeMar DeRozan, like, try to take credit for, like, what's going on in Toronto?
With Kawhi?
Like, oh, I built that, and, you know, I was just the scapegoat there. It's like, dude.
Hey, you know
you
what,
you were
though?
Holding them back for so... Here it is. It's really bad. It'll take 2 seconds.
If it wasn't for all the years and groundwork that I did before then, none of them things would have been possible.
Oh.
Yes, I fought. I sacrificed. I pushed the limits to where I had to be the sacrificial lamb. You just have to sit back and understand.
The
like,
sacrificial
you know,
lamb.
You are the
how much money?
Yeah. So nobody wants a shooting guard who doesn't shoot threes in 2019 tomorrow.
Have we caught on to what the secret is in the NBA, though? Is you fire the coach who was very successful.
Who was the coach of the year.
The coach of the year. And then you hire another guy, and they win. Like, the two teams playing in it use the exact same formula.
Yeah, Mark Jackson was never the coach of the year.
Mark Jackson had the Golden State Warriors. They had the best record in the NBA when they fired him.
Mark Jackson's
he built
a bad
that
coach,
team.
Bro. I'm sorry. Mark Jackson built
that
coach.
I'm just saying, like, at the time that they fired him, everybody's like, whoa. Same with the Toronto Cat. Who was that? What was his name?
Now, that was wild.
And now they're about to win a championship. 5-6-3. I know KD dances like that for every game. I'm just saying it probably shouldn't have happened with a Achilles issue.
Does he dance like that before every game?
I think so. Well, you think he was this high?
I just thought he was, like, showing off his new legs. Like, you know when Pinocchio got him? It's exactly what I thought was going on.
Pinocchio got him.
Didn't, like, Pinocchio, like, show off how he's a real boy and he's dancing around? Yeah. He's like, oh, have you never seen Pinocchio?
I don't think I have.
Oh, my God.
I know he's the one whose nose grows when he laughs.
Yeah. But, like, he used to be a puppet, and then they made him into a real boy. You know, whatever.
Geppetto.
Mm. Whatever. I don't know. Maybe one day I'll see
Geppetto. Yeah, I doubt it now.
It sounds fascinating.
It's only been out for 60 years.
I
want to
see a movie about a damn kid that lies all the time dancing with new legs.
Does sound creepy when you put it like that.
Hard Knocks made an announcement, and it's the Oakland Raiders. Let's talk about that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It's like I just spent a whole break listening to the teacher on the Peanuts.
Boxing. Knockout.
Fat guy.
Yeah, Mexican. Gabriel Iglesias.
Snickers.
Comedian. That was the greatest picture of all time. My man is portly. Yeah. He is now... Deontay Wilder is who we is the people's champ, but this guy has almost all the belts except for like one or two that
he
Deontay
has three, has. And Deontay just has the one.
And he is fat.
Do the belts fit?
Like no, he's not wearing them wrong. He's just you know. But he has on a hat that says Savage, and he's eating a Snickers, and I'm like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he said his dad. So he's been fighting. We're talking about Andy Ruiz, by the way. His dad has given him a Snickers after every single boxing match since he was 6 years old. Snickers sponsors him now.
Who was the one that's just Mexican fighters do weird stuff? Who was the guy who he ended up getting beat by Floyd, but he smoked a cigarette? after every win.
Oh, Mayorga?
That was awesome. Like, he literally in the, like,
line
up.
Just light up?
Like, after he's Mayorga. Won.
It's like John Daly of boxing?
Yeah, but, like, he's just like,
yeah, he was a psychopath.
Oh, crap. Hey, JJ, can you remind us tomorrow night that we got to fill out this U.S.
thing?
Open thing?
Yes. Golf in primetime this weekend.
I'm excited about it, actually.
Me too.
I really am. I think that's definitely on my bucket list, is to go play Pebble. It's a little bit expensive.
Yes, Ricardo Mayorga smoking after a fight.
So, JJ loves me some boxing, but Hard Knocks.
I do. There's so many characters like Hard Knocks. Great characters.
Hard Knocks has got JJ not canceling his HBO.
I was going to do it after Game of Thrones ended, but now I'm just going to keep it.
So no teams wanted to do Hard Knocks this year, but NFL rules allow the league to force a team to appear if that team hasn't done the show in the last 10 years or hasn't made the playoffs in the last 2 years, so the Jags wouldn't have been eligible, and doesn't have a first-year head coach. So the Raiders fit all three of those criteria, so now they're on. What you're getting in the Raiders is John Gruden, Antonio Brown, Richie Incognito, three first-round rookies, and how did we forget this one? Vontaze Burfict.
That's it. He's the featuring guy. Like, you know how when they do the TV shows and they play, like, the music?
Yeah.
And, like, you just did the in featuring Vontaze Burfict.
Then you hear beep, 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 yep. Beep.
As the days go by.
In the background, you just hear,
call me Mr. Bitch.
It's like, all right, calm down, bro.
I mean, what is the over-under for number of fights that Vontaze Burfict and Richie Incognito get in? That's going to be amazing. No, you know what? The Raiders is the best choice. The Raiders is
easily
better than
close.
The Browns.
Way better.
For this.
Because Baker's got this new swag that's rubbing me the wrong way.
And Baker's going to fall flat on his face this year.
Whoa, I like that.
I
hope you're right.
I'm hoping.
Because he's like way too confident right now.
Yes.
He's bothering me.
Think he is Tom freaking Brady.
Exactly. It's like, dude, you guys won 7 games
last year. I really don't like what he said about Duke Johnson.
Disrespect Duke Johnson.
He could have easily just said, you know, that's between management. I'm glad he's here, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you disappoint. I hate that. That is, that's the way to.
Like, you're not a veteran in this league, dude.
Oh, yeah, that too. But if we two grown men, like somebody said that to me. I forgot who said. I was at Coach Sullivan's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to a client or whatever. I was trying to get something. I forgot who I was talking to. And the person said, man, I really thought, I'm disappointed in you. Yeah, I think Trey might have been made on this night, but I'm not 100% sure. Because I was lit. One thing about about Sully, we do it responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
But you're gonna drink if you're on his staff. I went to the back porch. Everybody in the party stopped. Because if you've ever heard me get mad and I light into somebody, it's loud. And Sully said, I knew you were gonna fit in on his staff. I knew it was too good to be true. I knew you just didn't curse. I knew you cursed Coleman. I was like, yeah, I coached at a Christian school for 4 years.
I'm not even talking about that part. I just, like, Baker, bro, like, there's one thing to be cocky. There's another thing to be, like, confident. But you're just defiant at this point. Like, just, you're annoying. And OBJ, I'm already tired of his act.
What is he doing? I haven't heard of him.
Oh, he's wearing a dress.
Yeah,
he's like, in Monaco.
Bro.
He's getting a Rolls Royce.
You're not going to get me suspended. I was told I can't ever say that again. But we know. Come on, man. That's why it's going to be the first person I pick up on fantasy, though. I'm okay with it.
Oh, yeah. You better believe.
I'm okay with it.
Fantasy what?
Football.
Okay.
Fantasy. Clarification.
Just making sure. We got to go, don't we? All right, we'll be back tomorrow night, back at our regular time, 9 to 11. If you have any questions for Dr. Capasso, let us know. We'll get him in. He'll join us tomorrow night. Thank you guys for listening. We will see you guys tomorrow night.